Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From my point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game. His at-bats, his defense, everything. So when he destroys AAA and he knocks the door down, to me, then he becomes part of the conversation. I don't personally think you bring a guy to the big leagues with that type of profile until that happens.
That's Orioles skipper Tony Mancelino. He talked about his young prospect, Sammy Basayo. And many of you want to see him up in the bigs, and I agree. I don't want to see him until he starts dominating. And I don't know if he's doing that right now. He's batting .271. His OPS is .968 with 15 home runs and 34 RBI. But I think, you know, like Mancelino says, he's listed right now as a DH because he's doing a lot of that as a DH. So you bring him up to do what? You bring him up to, is he catching enough right now? Because right now, Chadwick Trump, we saw him in the bigs. He caught 28 games. And before he came back up, Maverick caught a lot of games. They also had, Connor Provolano, I think his name is, if I'm not mistaken. He caught some games. So he's not really catching a lot right now. So you talk about bringing him up as a catcher, and the guy's not doing that a lot.
I don't know what they're going to do because now you got, you know, Maverick's out, Adley's out, you're Sanchez, but Sanchez has never been a good defensive catcher. If he was, he still beat the Yankees. I mean, I don't know how you felt about that the drop throw from Gunner yesterday.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. And I mean, you know, that guy was out. You know, he was dead to rights. So, I mean, you've got that issue going on. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Because you got, and then you have this kid, you know, the Basayo that everyone's talking about, and he's, you know, his average isn't that high, but he's been hitting home runs, and you know, at that level, at an Aaron Judge level here, and I'm not saying he's going to do this, right. Replicated here, but he's got a lot of power, and he's showing it down in the minor leagues. So I don't know what they're going to do; have to make a decision. And I would like to see what he can do in the major leagues. So
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm not ruling out him coming up. I'm not. I mean, you know, I think it's, if you listen to what Mancelino says, I think that's been the conversation. Is he dominant right now? Now, he was put into the lineup yesterday as a catcher, which I think is, you know, duly noted. After he had been DHing for quite some time, he was put into the lineup yesterday as the catcher. You know, I think that's something to be said. Are you about bringing him up right now, or you want to wait a while, or you think he needs to do a little bit more in the minors?
I'd like to see him. Honestly, I'd like to see him. I want to see what he can do. You know, we've been talking about him, and hearing about him. It's like, well, you have no catchers left. Like, you ran out of catchers. You have one there. Let's see what he can do. And I know I heard, you know, that was Mancelino saying, you know, if you don't bring him up just because you need a catcher, Well, then what's the other solution? Who else is going to catch? O'Hearn, Urias, so who's he catching then?
He's been DHing, playing first base, doing a little bit of everything. Yeah. So, you know, I think statistically, if you look at his hitting, he's ready to come up. That OPS is what I really look at. Mm-hmm. The power is what I really look at.
Yeah.
I think their biggest question right now is, can he play in the field every day? I think that's the biggest question mark right now.
Yeah.
Can he play in the field?
Well, you still have Sanchez, so you can break it up a little bit. You can't have a catcher, and nobody who it is, nobody catcher is going to catch it every game.
No.
So you need a break. So I don't know what they're going to do if they don't bring him up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10-583-1057, Greg and Dundalk. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, guys. As soon as I saw the catcher get hurt, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Why don't you let this Vasayo come up for a taste? Just give him a taste of something to see what he's like.
You don't bring a prospect up like that for a taste. You bring him up when you think he's ready. I agree with Mancelino on that. They didn't bring up Adley for a taste. They didn't bring up Gunner for a taste.
No.
Westberg. They didn't bring him up a tape. When they brought Jackson Holliday up originally, they thought Jackson Holliday was ready. He was not ready. But they don't bring, when you're a legitimate prospect, you don't get a taste. You no. Come up when it's your time.
It's your time. Yeah.
So you bring, let's say you bring Basayo up now. When Adley comes back, then what do you do with Sanchez and all these other guys? So when you bring him up, it's got to be, he's that level prospect. The way when you bring him up, it's time. You know, he tried. Mancelino tried to tell you don't bring him up like that because you have a need.
Right.
Mountcastle didn't come up because they had a need.
No, I heard
he came up
said.
When it was time.
Yeah. Yep. But the problem is, I don't think it's just like there's a need. I think it's time to see him.
If that's the case, then that's fine. I'm not debating that. Yeah. I'm debating with the callers that a taste. You don't bring him up for taste.
No. Taste.
Vasayo has to be ready. This is when you bring a prospect up like that, you're saying this is it, unless it's not. And with all those other guys we talked about, Ed, they were right. Jackson Holliday wasn't ready.
He was the only one. But then he was like, 13 years old.
So I think, to be honest with you, I think if we could corner Mike Elias and ask him no cameras rolling, no microphone, did you feel pressure from the fans to bring Jackson Holliday up? I bet he'd say, yeah, I did. When we didn't bring him up originally, and then all the pressure, this big groundswell about bringing him up and stuff, we finally did. I bet if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have brought Jackson Holliday up then.
You know, it didn't hurt him much. You're always afraid when a kid comes up and just is overwhelmed or overmatched by major league pitching. They're rattled and it takes him a while. He came back and he's who he is.
He's an all-star candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, let's go Delaware. Get
didn't
Charles.
Affect him.
What's up, Charles?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Couple of things. Mancelino, he's like an interim manager. Are they looking for a different manager anytime soon? And second, I believe
wait a minute. Before you get to the second question, let me get to the first before I forget it. Anytime soon, as in this year?
Yes.
No, they're playing winning baseball with him this year. Why change now?
Well, I would just bring up someone. I would get a manager with a winning reputation that he could start getting in there helping these guys.
Well, they're playing winning baseball since he's been the manager.
He is a manager with a winning reputation.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's winning now.
I like Joe Girardi. I'm his favorite because he used to be with the Yankees, and he's old school. I like that guy. I think they really
– that's what you want. That's what you want. I'm not disputing that, but there's no need to pull the plug right now because – think about this. They went on a 7-game road trip, and it's a bad result that it went 3-4. That alone changes the whole dynamic of what this team is. Now you expect them to win. I'm not saying Mancelino is your long-term choice, but for right now, I wouldn't pull the trigger on anybody. What was your second question?
Yeah, about bringing these prospects. How do you know if they're ready if you don't bring them up and let them try?
Because no, that's not a try thing. You don't you know he's ready when you know it. I mean, I'm not watching him and charting him every day. But I'll say this. Let me go back over this again, folks. When they brought Kowser up, was he ready? He stayed. When they brought Gunner up, was he ready? He stayed.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought Westberg up, was he ready? He stayed. Yeah. When they brought Rutschman up, was he ready? He stayed.
Yeah.
When they brought Mountcastle up, was he ready? He stayed.
Yeah.
The only person they weren't right with was Jackson Holliday. So why are we questioning when they're going to bring this guy up when – every move they made on that in that department, Ed, they've been right, with the exception of Jackson Holliday.
Yeah. And it only took a year. I mean, it's like he was just a little too young.
Is he ready? I don't know. But I do know this. They've been pretty good on determining who's ready and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll with them.
Yeah.
You know, you could question them on a lot of things. If you want to say, hey, well, they haven't done the trade deadline, they're very good. Okay, then we could debate that.
Yeah.
But this, I'm not debating this one. This one, I'm not debating.
No, I'm not going to either. But I think he sounds like he's ready. I mean, I don't know how much longer. And it's a unique intersection of need and timing where we've been talking about him. He sounds like he's ready to come up. There was no room because you had veteran catchers on the roster. Now you ran out of catchers, and he seems like he may be ready. So, I'd like to see him up here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.